running up the lane, Arthur had nearly reached his house. He didn't notice how cold it had suddenly become. He didn't notice the wind. He didn't notice the sudden, irrational squall of rain. He didn't notice anything but the caterpillar bulldozers crawling over the rubble that had been his home. "You barbarians!" he yelled. "I'll sue the council for every penny it's got! I'll have you hung, drawn and quartered, and whipped, and boiled until you've had enough!" Ford was running after him very fast, very, very fast. "And then I will do it again," yelled Arthur. "And when I've finished, I will take all the little bits and I will jump on them." Arthur didn't notice that the men were running from the bulldozers. He didn't notice that Mr. Prosser was staring hectically into the sky. What Mr. Prosser had noticed was that huge yellow somethings were screaming through the clouds. Impossibly huge yellow somethings. "And I will carry on jumping on them," yelled Arthur, still running, "until I get blisters, or I can think of anything even more unpleasant to do, and then..." Arthur tripped and fell headlong, rolled and landed flat on his back. At last he noticed that something was going on. His finger shot upward. "What the hell's that?" he shrieked. Whatever it was, raced across the sky in its monstrous yellowness, tore the sky apart with mind-boggling noise, and leaped off into the distance, leaving the gaping air to shut behind it with a bang that drove your ears 6 feet into your skull. Another one followed and did exactly the same thing, only louder. It's difficult to say exactly what the people on the surface of the planet were doing now, because they didn't really know what they were doing themselves. None of it made a lot of sense. Running into houses, running out of houses, howling noiselessly at the noise. All around the world, city streets exploded with people. Cars skidded into each other as the noise fell on them and then rolled off like a tidal wave over hills and valleys, deserts and oceans, seeming to flatten everything it hit. Only one man stood and watched the sky, stood with terrible sadness in his eyes and rubber bungs in his ears. He knew exactly what was happening, and had known ever since his sub-ether sensomatic had started winking in the dead of night beside his pillow and wakened him with a start. It was what he had waited for all these years. But when he had deciphered the signal pattern sitting alone in his small dark room, a coldness had gripped him and squeezed his heart. Of all the races in all of the galaxy who could have come and said a big hello to planet Earth, he thought, didn't it just have to be the Vogons? Still, he knew what he had to do. As the Vogon craft screamed through the air high above him, he opened his satchel. He threw away a copy of Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat. He threw away a copy of Godspell. He wouldn't need them where he was going. Everything was ready. Everything was prepared. He knew where his towel was.